Hey everyone, welcome to Holy Spirit Soapbox. I'm your host Dan, and I'm glad you're here today. I have a question, and that's how I'm going to start this off. And the question is this: is there something like a sin or transgression, as it's noted in the Bible, that you continue to struggle with? Something that you struggle with maybe, you know, daily, weekly, hourly, I don't know. Is there something that you just seem to, you can't get rid of, you can't stop, you have these chains on you? I ask this question because I'm sure your answer is yes. If you know God and you read the Bible, all of those commandments, right? All of these things that God says are not good for us, sometimes we do them. And sometimes we think we like to do them or enjoy doing them, right? So this is going to sound a lot like our last episode called Godalelogram. We got a lot of good feedback. There's some people struggling with things, and we wanted to dig a little bit deeper. So if you haven't heard that episode, I recommend that you go back first and listen to Godalelogram. If you have heard it, we're going to dig deeper here about sin and how we could potentially conquer it. The episode today is called 5 Ways to Release the Chains of Sin. Now, we've learned previously that sin is represented as things that are bad for us. Things that are bad for us that God says are bad for us, but we believe them to be okay in small increments, or, you know, here or there, or I won't get addicted to this. And they're not destructive immediately off the, you know, it's not like you're putting your finger in a light socket or something, right? It's not destructive so quickly that you don't even know that it's destructive for you. But because we understand sin as the orientation away from God, you end up making whatever that is, that sin, or whatever it is in general, your primary source of joy and hope. That makes it your new God, away from the one true God. And why that's destructive, we talked about it again in that episode, right? Why it's destructive is because God knows what's best for us. Whether it's in the moment or not, in that instance, that is your God that you're willing to serve, even though God says it's bad for you. So sin becomes this barrier or a wall that gets thicker and thicker between yourself and God as you continue to give into that sin. And every time God breaks it down, you know, you build it back up. It makes it much easier for you to fall back into that sin. Hopefully that makes sense for everybody. As we continue to give into sin, give into temptation, you know, that's either within your own mind or heart or by Satan tempting you, and you keep giving into it, you create a thicker wall between you and God. You create it, not God. God tries to break it down every single time, but every time you give into that temptation and sin, you create this new God for you and put a barrier up. So, if you keep finding yourself falling back into a specific sin or sins, here are a few ways that you can get yourself out of it. Now, these aren't an end-all be-all, right? If you need professional help, get professional help like a psychiatrist or pastor, psychologist, whomever. This is through experience, okay? I struggled with sin. I still struggle with sin, but I struggled with specific sins for a very long time. And I kept getting myself back into that temptation and giving into it. And it never solved itself. So this is kind of stuff that I did that I'm hoping will help you. Step number one. You may already recognize that there is a specific sin or transgression that you know is bad for you. The fact that you're listening here, and if you answered that first question I asked you at the beginning of this episode as a yes, there is something, that's great. That's the first step. That's awesome. Let me tell you why. You have to understand that God lets us know that this particular sin is actually bad for you, whether or not it feels good in the moment or doesn't seem to be affecting your life, right? Just because it feels good right now, just because it hasn't affected your life immediately in a destructive way doesn't mean it's not bad for you. But the fact that you understand that this thing is a sin, that is awesome, right? You have to understand that sin is a very slippery slope, and it tends to lead to a deeper addiction to this sin and or other sins, okay? So step number one is recognize that this is sin. Now that you've recognized it, step number two, understand that God does want what is best for you. Believe it or not, we have to remember that the commandments were put in place for us to recognize that doing the opposite of these commandments will cause for us to become slaves to a sin or sins. Accept that God really wants what's best for you and is looking out for you in every moment. The sin you're doing is poison, not only for your body, but especially for your spirit. Okay, you may not recognize it, but you can also be hurting somebody else with your sin. A very destructive sin is lust. All right, they're all destructive, right? But there's one that's very common. And lust for like pornography, things like that, it seems great in the moment. But now science is actually coming out with a lot of stuff about pornography and how that's affecting our brains in a negative way. We're also numbing ourselves to actual love, right? Through sexual intercourse, right? Now, without getting too far deep into all this, it can really numb you again to love and intimacy with maybe your spouse or your partner, or future spouse or partner. Another thing is addiction to drugs and alcohol. It may give you too much of a consistency with, you know, the serotonin and dopamine that it releases when you drink or partake in drugs, to the point that when you're not drunk or high, it could lead you to lower lows. The examples are endless. There are so many examples, but you have to understand that God wants what is best for you. So he says, hey, I wrote this open book test for you. You have all the answers, right? These commandments are really good guidelines for you to not put a wall up between us. And I want you to feel great. I want you to feel joy, hope, love, intimacy, all of that. But if you do these things, you're going to numb yourself to them in general, and you might not feel them as much as you should, to the point that you're not going to be satisfied. You know, it says in Proverbs 26:11 that as a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. What does that mean? Well, we have a dog, and the dog likes to eat stuff that it's not supposed to. And we tell him, we're like, stop eating it. It's for your own good. It's poison for you. You know, if you find something out in the lawn or whatever or on the floor, it may or may not be good for you. So just don't eat it. But he does it. And sometimes he throws up. But then what does he do? He goes and, I know this is disgusting, but he eats his vomit. Goes right back to the same place that made him sick. The same thing, the same food or whatever he found, and eats it again. It made him sick the first time, but he's a fool, unfortunately. Sorry, bud, if you ever hear this, which I don't know if you will, but as a fool, they repeat their folly by eating the same thing or taking in the same poison that causes them to be sick. And once you understand that God wants what's best for you, so step number two, step number three now is to try to stop yourself beforehand, right? The old adage says this, right? They say practice makes perfect and that habits begin to start being broken around 21 days. Now, that number has changed here and there, but that seems to be the average, around 21 days or 3 weeks to start breaking a habit and creating new ones. Not wanting to ingest the poison being sin, can help you begin breaking this habit. When you catch yourself instinctually doing a sin, try to stop yourself. Recognize you're sipping on that poison in that time and just, I don't need this. Right, I really don't need this because this is just going to cause for me to have more issues down the road. Okay, so that's step number three. Try to stop yourself. Now, step number four is a little odd, but I'm telling you, I have tried these things, I've done these things, and my role model is Jesus Christ, okay? So this might sound a little odd, but if you are finding yourself about to sin or in the middle of sin, start praying. Start talking to God. You know, tell him you're in trouble and let him know that your heart is under attack. Right now I'm under attack, God. Please, 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 please help. I know this is bad for me. I don't want to do it. Tell him you understand what it is, right? And that you need help to stop before you even do it. Or stop where you are, dead in your tracks, and stop doing it. You know, if you've already done it, ask for a change in your heart, right? To see that these things are actually disgusting and unnecessary for your relationship with him. Okay? You can also fight off the devil by resisting him. This is James chapter 4, verse 7, okay? Again, this is the weird part, the odd part, but literally say out loud, "Get behind me, Satan." Jesus did that, okay? When Jesus was tempted three times during his 40 days in the desert, without food and water, 40 days, that's a long time, the devil tempted him with, hey, if you come and you start worshiping me, right? And you start trusting in your Father, God the Father, oh, good things are going to happen here. Trust me, trust me. And Jesus was like, get behind me, Satan. He even says it to Peter later on when Peter was all worried about him, you know, going to Jerusalem and being captured. He was like, get behind me, Satan, talking to Peter because he knew Peter was falling for the temptations of earth. So honestly, I say it out loud. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's odd, like I said, but you have to know and let him know who your God is, Satan. Let him know that God is the one true God and not him. And he can't mess with you. God is more powerful than the devil trying to chain you up in the sin. Remember that. But know that God and the devil both listen. Once you've done all these things, you're going to feel guilt. You're going to feel some, I guess, sadness. And that's okay. Because sin is so powerful against the human body and we can't do this alone. However, there is someone, the one true God, that is more powerful than sin. And he won't let us go through this alone. So step number five is rejoice. Rejoice. What? What do you mean rejoice? I just committed sin. Okay, well, you recognize that it was bad, right? You understand that everybody sins, right? And that God wants what's best for us, so he gave us some help with the word. You tried to stop yourself, or maybe you did stop yourself, and then you rebuked the devil. You told him off, right? So he can flee from you. So now what you got to do is rejoice, okay? So whether or not you're totally out of the sin that we're talking about here, or sins, know that you're forgiven by God through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. You're forgiven. You don't have to be chained up by the sin anymore, and it's totally unnecessary to feel sadness and worry about this sin. Just try to change it. Just try to get closer to God, right? Why this is actually the most important step is so that you don't look at God as a person who wants to stop you from doing things that you might perceive as fun. It also doesn't put you in the hold of guilt. Okay, there's another episode called, I'm released from jail. No, send me back in. If you want to listen to that one, that's all about guilt. Guilt drives a wedge between us and God. It is, however, one of the first steps to repentance. Recognition of your sin is the first step. Right? And if you feel guilt, that means you know something's wrong. You knew something was wrong when you did something. Having the guilt is okay immediately, you know, right after you slip up or whatever. It's okay. But rejoicing in the fact that you are forgiven and not a slave to this sin is best. Remember, we aren't perfect, but are imperfect. We may slip up here and there. It still happens to me. I slip up as well. Happens to everybody. I don't care how close to God you are. We all fall short. But Jesus' death rescues us from going down the darkest path that leads to death and destruction. Amen. Rejoice. Praise God. Glory to Him, because, man, without Him, we would be a mess. We would be totally destroyed. So I'm hoping this helps you. Honestly, I really, really hope it helps you, because sin can be so, so destructive and so annoying, to be honest, right? When you find yourself sinning again, the same thing you've been struggling with, it's like, why can't I get this right? Well, here are some steps that hopefully will help. And I have some verses for you to meditate on. If you have a pen and paper, awesome. If you don't, no worries. I will put this in the description and on HolySpiritSoapbox.com. And please, 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 please continue to spread the word about Holy Spirit Soapbox, right? We are on a mission to spread the love of God and tell people who God really is and spread the gospel to all so everybody knows that they are saved if they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Okay, verses are Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, James chapter 4, verse 7, and Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Now, I know I also asked you a question at the beginning, right? But I have a couple questions to dig a little bit deeper. So here we go. Question number one is there a current sin or sins that are causing you to be concerned? Seriously, is there something that you struggle with, again, daily, monthly, weekly, hourly, minutely, if that's a word, I don't know. But is there a current sin or multiple sins that are causing you to be concerned about your relationship with God? Write them down, right? Think about them, pray about them. Question two, what kind of things can you start to do to eliminate this sin or these sins from your life? I, in the Holy Spirit, speaking through me, gave you these five steps. These five steps were given to me because I actually use them constantly. And I hope that they work for you. But maybe there's some other things, maybe some other steps. If you talk to God, right, the Holy Spirit might send it your way, like, hey, try this instead, right? Or do this a little bit differently. Here's another step. Maybe there's 6, 7, 8, 10 steps. Maybe there's only 3. But what kind of things can you start to do to eliminate this sin from your life? And finally, question 3, how does it feel to know that you're no longer chained up by sin because of Jesus? Because Jesus came here to earth, died on a cross for all of those sins that we've committed, and forgave us through that resurrection, conquered death. So now if we believe in Him, we don't have to be chained up to sin anymore. How does that make you feel? Makes me feel great. Hopefully it helps you rejoice. And if you find that there are other steps or other things that help you in this battle against the slavery and chains of sin, we would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. Send us an email, right? HolySpiritSoapbox@gmail.com. Go on our website. Send us something there. Send us a chat, right? Go on our Instagram, whatever. We would love to hear from you, because this is a whole battle together. We can fight these things together. We're not in this alone, and everybody struggles with this. So we would love to either have you on the show or share your story anonymously, whatever you'd like, but we'd love to hear from you so we can continue to help other people. So I really want to pray for you right now, because there may or may not be something that you are struggling with in this moment, but there may be something that you end up struggling with later down the road. There are things that I struggle with currently as well. So if you can bow your heads, feel free. If you can't, no worries at all. Let's talk to God. Dear Lord, we all fall short of Your glory. We tend to get stuck in the middle of transgressions by feeling that these things are good for us, even if You say they're bad. We know that this kind of thinking leads us to destruction and death. But You conquered death. Because of Jesus, we no longer have to be slaves to anything of this world. And we can now rejoice knowing that we all have won in the end. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to always get closer to you, to get a small taste of what glory is. We praise you and love you and ask that you help us break the chains that we might be stuck in now. In Jesus' name, amen.